Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a true physical culture style show for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish, where he will answer your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by elite powerlifter a guy who studies kinesiology of the body and does things differently than most people when it comes to loading of the human body, Chris Duffin. We're going to talk about some really interesting stuff with him. That's during the second hour, so you want to stay tuned for that. A couple things real quick. We're giving away a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum this week for the Secret Word Contest winner. The Secret Word Contest winner will be announced this Friday on Casual Friday. Listen during the commercial breaks for the secret word. Email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. Also, don't forget to ask Dr. Jeff for some free samples of Carbolin, Crealkaline, and more. Go to Ask the Scientist, the bottom right-hand side of the website, and ask him for some samples. Make sure you include your address. Remember, All-American Pharmaceutical, All-American EFX Sports is the title sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And now, without further ado, his theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Fantastic, man. I never get tired of that.
I know, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I know. Great stuff.
How you doing? What's going on with the new Blueprint 4.0?
Oh man, we had a great first week. A lot of interest. Needless to say, there are a lot of folks out there that have been waiting on it. You need wait no longer. It's been 3 years in the making, but it is here. The Blueprint 4.0. You can read all about it and how to get it for free on CoachRobRegish.com. The feedback's already rolling in. One of which will take the form of a question today. It's gratifying to get it out there, and get it in the trenches and see how people do.
Let's start off with a question right away from Panos Antonakos, a longtime listener and fan. He says, for the longest time, there have been growth hormone boosting supplements on the market. Stuff like arginine, glycine, GABA, and lately even alpha GPC. In your opinion, how effective are these products and how much should I be spending a month on them, or should I be buying them at all?
Well, it's a great question, and in many ways it mirrors, right, the test booster category, albeit it's not quite the top seller that test boosters are. Now, looking at the market, there are many a GH booster begging for your dollars, right? Everything from the reasonably priced to the absurd. I can recall an effervescent product years ago. Would have run you over $100 a month, largely powdered arginine, pyroglutamate, and glycine in doses far below what you would need to raise GH. At issue is this. Scientists can do dazzling things in the lab, right, with various amino acids, but they're more often than not given intravenously, and even then in huge doses. In the real world, most aminos are bitter as hell. They have to be taken in multiple gram amounts. And, of course, they're not injected. They're swallowed. Now, that presents a dilemma because much can be lost in the liver and during digestion. Even more than that, most can only work their magic after crossing the blood-brain barrier. And that requires an empty stomach, which isn't always the case given your typical, right, bodybuilding diet. Now, having said that, I do think there's reason to boost GH if you're over the age of 30. Now, prior to that, your body's still making plenty of it. It's going to heal injuries and burn fat, etc. But the drop-off after age 30 is precipitous. And if you're smart about it, You can boost GH economically. How? 3 grams of GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, prior to training on an empty stomach, has been shown to boost biologically active GH no less than 480%. And that was in a study using young adult males, by the way, in their 20s. So, you know, used like that, a second GH spike can be had by taking 3 to 5 grams on an empty stomach prior to bed, and a third if you get up in the middle of the night. Now, very important for GH boosters in setting expectations. Do not expect overnight miracles. A little more muscle, a little less fat, and deeper sleep, along with stronger tendons, is what I would call the over-the-counter GH advantage.
You know, growth hormone is something that even if you're using high doses, doesn't work fast. So obviously GH boosters you need to be patient with. Tom yeah. Cox says, hey, Rob, I just bought 4.0 and you are definitely insane. I can't wait to start this. It looks tough as hell. However, my only barrier is I'm at university and not sure how I'm going to afford the food bill. I'll try and find a way. I've got approximately $70 a week for food. Although it's a 16-week program, I'm going on holiday to France for 2 weeks at Christmas, so I can't train. Is that okay to resume the program when I return? Thanks, man, and as always, you have baffled me with this one, but it sounds great.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom's feedback so far mirrors all of those who have seen 4.0. It is way outside the box, even for me. So, having said that, though, I realize that such extreme measures can only be used for so long, right? In fact, it's 6 workouts, and yes, it's that intense. Now, that's the background on 4.0, and it's, I'll call it unique training. Know, though, that it is rotated with other more traditional forms of training. I want to assuage, though, any fears about it being too intense, too difficult to run, or too dangerous. I thoroughly researched and tested these workouts in a variety of trainees. That goes for both elite athletes and average Joes. Now, interestingly enough, it actually seems better to work, you know, works better in average Joes since they have the most untapped potential. With respect to recovery, though, It's there where I ran into a problem. You really need to pull out all the stops to get the most out of these workouts. Now, sure, you can do it without the recommended gray market supplements. It just takes longer. I'm also going to be completely honest and say you won't grow as much muscle as you otherwise would without them. That doesn't mean, right, there's anything risky involved in the gray market supplement guide. Far from it. Only the athlete in question, though, will be able to determine whether the risk-to-benefit ratio is worth it. I can tell you from experience that in a plateaued athlete, it's just about your only hope for making drug-like gains, the combination of the training, the diet, and the supplement recommendations. Insofar as the extra 2 weeks Tom's asking about, it's probably going to be absolutely necessary.
I was just going to say, it'll probably help him kind of recover to a greater degree and get better results when he comes back.
Yeah. And that's without using the super supplements. And for those not wanting to use such extreme measures, I will be offering a more mainstream supplement stack that still delivers outstanding results. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out over at CoachRobRegish.com. It is running through the end of November, and you'll find more details there. But, yeah, that's reflective of the feedback I've gotten so far. It's an eye-opener.
Tommy Rogers says, I'm wondering about CSIS. You mentioned before about how it's great for injuries, but also something about the CSIS pump. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I first came across CSIS about 5 years ago. I had read about its near miraculous healing properties, but I never had reason to use it until I separated both shoulders. I was attempting 405 in my basement. I took the bar out of the rack, and a pronounced wobbling occurred at the top of the lift. There wasn't any searing pain, but there was this wobbling going on. So as I lowered the bar, I knew something wasn't quite right. Fortunately for me, I was benching inside of a rack with the safety pins in. Now, I crawled out from underneath, and I lived to train another day. But during my downtime, this dull achiness set in. And over the next 3 months, I pulled out every recovery trick in the book. And keep in mind, I know a lot of them. There was nothing doing. So, with nothing to lose, I took a flyer on CSIS, and much to my amazement, I felt 100% better in 3 days. Literally 3 days. In 3 weeks, I was training heavy again and felt fantastic. To this day, I will still use it for joint issues, and I consider it on par with peptides in the healing department, if anything, you know, if that says anything. Subsequently read about the higher percentage extracts of CSIS being quote-unquote anabolic and giving this CSIS pump, which is more to your question. Long story short on that, there is something to the latter, the CSIS pump, but not much to being anabolic. Now, I really, really wish it wasn't so, but, you know, it is what it is. I call it as I see it. Know that CSIS is a fantastic healing agent. It's likely the best solo ingredient for that purpose. It's an 8D ball, though, so keep your expectations in check.
We're going to go ahead and take our break now. When we come back, we've got a question from David R. And I guess we don't have a last name on him. I know why now. I can see why. Okay, yeah. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. This one comes from David R. There's a reason his last name was omitted, folks, and you'll see why. What's in Synthogen that wipes out delayed onset muscle soreness and speeds recovery? I ask this because I've been on 200 milligrams a week of test and 200 milligrams a week of DECA and usually feel pretty beat up from training. Not the case when I add Synthogen. What's doing? So I got to believe a lot of people hear this and think, oh, yeah, right, BS. This was a real question that somebody sent you, and you had to leave his last name out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a text that I got, and I forwarded it to you.
Yeah, but, I know.
You know, to look and just say, look, man, this is
And I suggested that you just leave his last name off because you said, too bad I can't use this as a testimonial. I said, why can't you just leave his last name off?
Yeah, you know, it's so frustrating. I mean, here I have a product that's recovering people, you know, noticeably better, and they're using super supplements, so to speak, and they're noticing a difference. But, you know, be that as it may, people do think I'm making this stuff up, but the comparison to steroids isn't the first time it's happened. In fact, I get it once a month or so, usually from new guys. The short answer to his question is, there's no single ingredient that's doing it. For example, you can find feedback that ectosterone diminishes delayed onset muscle soreness all over the boards. You know, you can find feedback select amino acids do it. And you can find feedback that TMG, trimethylglycine, and the other ingredients in Synthogen do it. None of them do it to the extent that the entire formula does, though, for the simple reason that no one ingredient can speed recovery, replenish cellular energy, and cut cortisol. I will say this. The formula won't work to the extent that it does without orotic acid. And I don't think I've ever dropped this before. I don't know how smart it is, given there are probably other formulators listening. But, you know, why this stuff isn't in the drinking water, I'll never know. It is simply dynamite, and I think it does more for the lifter than creatine. So, yeah, you heard that right. It does more for most people than creatine does, including me. It was originally studied by the Soviets in the 1960s, and it was found to regenerate, or it does regenerate, ATP three different ways, as opposed to creatine, which only does so via one. Now, the cool thing about it is it also builds stores of beta-alanine and carnosine simultaneously. Now, compare that to most sports nutrition formulas that do so with beta-alanine only. It, you know, little known fact. When you only boost, only by boosting both of those at the same time, do you get the accelerated wound healing effects that are seen in the literature. And I'll never forget the study that I found, which was they shaved down rabbits and then sliced them, you know, cut their skin. Some pretty deep wounds, too. And they gave, you know, a control group nothing, another one just beta-alanine, another one carnosine. And finally, they gave another group beta-alanine and carnosine. These rabbits healed up three times as fast as the rabbits that got just beta-alanine or carnosine. Wow. So how companies have missed it, I don't know. I can't find it in any other product, and for the life of me, I can't understand why. As such,
I know why, because most people think that beta-alanine is the limiting factor for the production of carnosine. Because if you take carnosine, it breaks down to its component amino acids and then is reassembled on demand. So it's always been thought that just taking beta-alanine was adequate enough to be the donor to produce carnosine.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'll give credit where credit is due. Orotic acid was introduced to the Western supplement market many years ago by, I think it was the supplement company MAM. I forget what it's short for. But their head formulator over there, Joey Rodriguez, did a really nice job with it. And I thought for sure it was going to be huge, because the reason being is this. I ordered up and used it standalone. And it's very difficult to find, even to this day, standalone. But when I used it standalone, I was impressed, really impressed. Like I said before, it does a lot for me, a lot more for me than creatine, a lot for me than standalone beta-alanine. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. It remains Synthogen's secret weapon.
You know, we could have Joey answer that question. He's been on the show. He started a new company called Haleo, and he makes some really nice products.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's been on the show. He's been on the show.
Wow. Yeah, I would love to just have a discussion with him and get his input, because stroke of genius, man. My hat's off to you.
Mike Bonavita says, I have a question about neck training. I do train my neck, but it doesn't seem to get any bigger. What am I doing wrong?
Well, if you're training your neck correctly and it's not growing, you're definitely doing something wrong. The neck is one muscle group that really, it usually responds well to training and fast. It's the antithesis of calves, for example. The first mistake most trainees make is training too heavy. And although the neck needs progressive resistance like any other muscle group, it doesn't take much weight to stimulate growth. Consider, for example, the following set and rep spreads, alternating between them every six session. Three sets of 15 to 20 reps with a neck harness, followed by front and back body weight bridges, neck bridges, holding those for up to a minute. You can also perform standalone front neck bridges held for up to 3 minutes, followed by back bridges that the wrestlers do for up to 3 minutes. Barbell shrugs, here's another workout, good one. Barbell shrugs followed immediately afterwards by dumbbell shrugs until, right, your form starts to break down. Now, if anyone wants a fantastic education in training the neck, be that with weights or otherwise, Brooks Cubic's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training is a fantastic resource and really the place where I learned most of my neck training tricks. If you look at athletes, amateur wrestlers dominate both the visual and functional aspects of neck development. It's not even close. Their necks are almost an afterthought of their grappling, coupled with copious amounts of bridging, right, and other body weight exercises. Most of these guys don't even use weights, which is a testament to how growth sensitive the neck can be. Now, you need to know this. There is a danger in neck training, both in pulling a muscle and causing an underlying skeletal injury, right, like a subluxation, which is a rotated vertebrae, or a disc issue. Now, either one is going to put you on the shelf for a long time. So going slow is the order of the day. You know, that and regular chiropractic adjustments are recommended. Now, the one big caveat to that, you need the right chiropractor to work on your neck and everything else, but particularly the neck. So choose wisely. I can tell you that of all the chiro adjustments that I've received, adjusting the neck has done the most for me. There's almost an immediate sense of relief, stress relief too. And it aligns the spine from the top down, meaning the atlas bone on down. So proceed cautiously, Mike. Carl, I know you had a bad experience with a chiro, right?
Oh my God. And my neck.
Yeah.
I had a chiro. You know, I'm my spine is probably a little whacked out over the years, and he gave me an adjustment. His name was Todd McDougal, and he has a lot of success with lots of people, but it was told to me by both another chiropractor who is also a power lifter, and Dr. William Seeds, who is an amazing orthopedic surgeon. I mean, this guy, he works on Dancing with the Stars. He does surgery to dancers' ankles. I mean, this guy's amazing. He's just above and beyond the average orthopod. And, you know, he looked at my spine and said, you know, you never should have been adjusted that way. You've got some issues with your neck. But, yeah, he you know, had me laying face down on one of those dropout tables.
Yeah, yeah.
And had me turn my head to the right and pop my neck a couple times, then heard turn my head to the left, pop my neck. And when he did it, I actually felt like an electrical shock go down my right arm.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next day, I couldn't use my right arm. I couldn't press a 20-pound weight.
Jeez. Now, were you lying face down?
Yeah,
face-
yeah, he had me laying face down on one of those dropout tables, yeah.
See, that's interesting. I have never had my neck adjusted lying face down.
That's, and I had a chiropractor, Randy, I'm going to forget his name now, Randy Wheeler, who's here in Louisville. He's been a career-long power lifter. And he's also a really good chiropractor. And he adjusted my neck after that, and he actually got the pain to go away within a week, which
wow.
was, yeah. I mean, he did some traction on my neck, very mild traction on my neck to separate those vertebrae and take the pressure off of a brachial plexus nerve that exits right there where I have the problem, which runs down my back of, you know, hurt my tricep, my rear delt. My forearm were all affected. Pain, unbelievable. But he said the same thing. He says, it's very dangerous, he said, taking an old guy like you, having him lay face down on a dropout table and adjusting his neck that way. He goes, there's very few people that won't potentially be injured from something like that. Now, you know, in Todd McDougall's defense, he's worked on a lot of guys, and he hasn't had problems with them, but that's what happens. You know, you have the one person who has some idiosyncrasies about their spine, and you just can't do the same things with them.
It's a difficult topic for me to broach and to speak to here because, on the one hand, it has so much potential good. You know, a good neck adjustment just has so...
You know what? Anytime Randy Wheeler has adjusted my neck, it's always felt better. He always does it with me sitting up. He adjusts my neck with me sitting.
Really?
Not laying down. Sitting.
I'm usually laying down on my back.
Yeah. He always does it with me sitting. But anyway, that's for me. You know what I mean? That's what he does for me. That may be not what he's going to do for somebody else, given what goes on in my neck, I guess, you know?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We have a question from Mike Gillard. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Go check out CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because
because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vince is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Hey, Rob, have you tried Exact yet?
No.
Go to my website and get some free samples, man. Check it out.
Wow.
It's a new nootropic product, and it's pretty cool. And awesome. You can get a free sample, like legitimately free. You don't have to pay for postage. You don't have to pay for handling. You don't have to sign up for an auto ship. You don't have to...
Who's bringing it to market?
Vince Andrich. And Jeff McCarroll. Do you know who Jeff McCarroll is?
I've heard the name. I certainly know Vince.
He's the guy from Nutrex. He started Nutrex.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I love nootropics, so I will be.
I want you to check it out so you can talk about it on the show. That's why I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's on your website?
Yes, it is. Go to my website. Yeah, there you go.
All right. You can't beat free.
Yeah, right? Mike Gillard says, today's pros, how far have they taken the drug scene? Who's your favorite pro?
You know, there must be some assumption here because I stopped following these guys back when I was in college, and that was 15, 20 years ago. Even at that time, right, it was well known these guys are more pharmaceutical daredevils than athletes. Now, that doesn't mean they don't train or diet hard. I'm just making the distinction. So at that time, it was, I think, the very early 1990s, Vince McMahon of pro wrestling fame had just started the World Bodybuilding Federation, and he was challenging the IFBB and Joe Weider. And that was a significant development because although others had tried in the past, right, Vince doesn't do anything halfway, and he had the money to make a good run at it. So all of a sudden, guys like Lou Ferrigno, Danny Padilla, Tom Platz, and Mauro DiPasquale were in the mix, and it made for great drama.
Yeah.
Anyway, I researched what these guys are using today, and so believe it or not, here is something representative of what your typical pro is using. And this is over 16 weeks. 750 to a gram of milligrams to a gram of test. EQ, 800 milligrams a week up to 1,000 milligrams. Tren, 600 milligrams a week. D-Ball, 50 milligrams every day. 100 milligrams of Test Prop every other day. 100 milligrams of Tren Acetate every other day. And 100 milligrams of Masteron every other day. 50 milligrams of Winstrol or Anavar, sometimes both. Then closer to contest time, they'll start T3 and 25 micrograms of ED and taper up as needed. Now, Halo, down around weeks 12 to 16, again, they're finishing off. Halo start at 20 milligrams every day and increase by 10 milligrams every week. You can add on top of all that pharmaceutical grade, hopefully, growth hormone, 6 to 12 IUs every day, and insulin. So, as you can see, some pretty serious polypharmacy going on here. It amazes me that so many of these guys are still walking around. And it's not the steroids that pose the most danger. It is insulin and diuretics.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. It seems like a lot of risk for very little financial reward. I can remember distinctly when I stopped following it, there was some guy, he was huge, Paul Dillette, remember
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this guy is just absolutely enormous. The only thing he was missing were the Frankenstein bolts in his neck.
Yeah, you're right.
I forget which contest it was.
It was the Night of Champions in New York where he miscalculated his diuretics and his water intake, and he literally froze on stage in a double bicep, a front
yes.
bicep, and everybody started changing their poses, and he just stood there, and then they realized, because he started wobbling, that he was locked up. He couldn't move, and he had to be, he was carried off stage like a statue. He didn't move.
Yes. And that's what I will never.
His whole body cramped is what happened. Yeah. His entire body in unison cramped. Imagine the pain.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's what I remember the most. I still have that picture in my mind of at least a couple of guys carrying him off stage like he was a statue. And he's one of the lucky ones, by the way. You know, there were a lot of others like, who was it? Ben Azizah?
Yeah, Porter Cottrell gave him CPR for like, I forget, some like 15 minutes before they gave up on him.
Yeah.
That was overseas. I want to say that was in like the Middle East somewhere. They were competing in the Middle East or something like that. And Porter told me the story. He said he pounded on his chest and he gave him CPR because Porter's a fireman. You know, he says he worked on him for like 15 minutes straight, he said, and there was no bringing him back. That's another example of diuretics gone wrong.
Yeah, and you know, those are diuretics. Insulin is the other one. I think, you know, you have mentioned before the really sad story.
A guy in Arizona, I don't remember his name, but when my dad was in the nursing home rehabilitating from MRSA or C. diff, they had him on like an antibiotic drip when he was in this rehab nursing facility. And there was this this black guy, I want to say his name was Keith something. And his girlfriend came home and found him on the floor. He miscalculated his carbohydrate intake after a workout. He did his insulin. He went into a diabetic coma, and that was it. He was fried. I sat with him. Like, it's an amazing thing when you look into somebody's eyes and there's nothing there. His eyes were moving. They were darting side to side. I don't know how to explain it. Like, somebody took the brain out and the body just kept on going.
Yeah, it's just, now we see the guy that his wife is caring for him.
Well, she was caring for him. Last I heard, she was, you know, poor thing. She was out of work. She was, you know, they made him leave the nursing home. I guess insurance wouldn't cover it anymore or something like that.
Right, right.
And, you know, she tried to do like a GoFundMe thing, I think, for a while. I don't know whatever happened to her, but it was a very sad story. And this guy was young. He was like, he was in his early 30s, I think.
Yeah, and all for what?
Yeah, you know, right, to get up on stage shredded.
Yeah, and what do you get, a trophy? And if you're lucky,
a stupid sword. How about the stupid swords that they give everybody? I mean, come on, give me a break. Give these guys and gals all money. Give them money. Give them checks.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the sad thing is, even the checks that they do get, the vast majority, I doubt they cover the drug bill.
Yeah. And you know what? I inaccurately challenged something you said on this show, but when you look at this list, I'm looking at it. This is easily a couple $1,000s a month.
I guess. I mean, I know. Is growth hormone still like the most expensive stuff?
Well, growth you can get, you know, on the black market. You can get high quality growth on the black market. If you have a direct connection, you're not going through a middleman, you can get it for as little as $150, 100 IUs.
Right.
If you're going through a middleman, it'll cost you more like $300 or $400 for 100 IUs. But the rest of this stuff is very expensive to take. And, you know, don't be fooled and think that this is just today's athlete. Pete Grimkowski came on my show several years ago. And what he told me on the show, Dr. Jeff talked about to me and said, that's right, that's what was going on back then in Muscle Beach, and that's why he got out of bodybuilding. And Pete Grimkowski came on the show and admitted doing 6 grams a day leading up to a competition. 6 grams a day.
6 grams of test?
Of various stuff. Bottles of D-Bowl. I mean, these guys were taking a half a bottle of D-Bowl a day. They learned from the powerlifters. You got to go back and find that show in my archives. They learned from the powerlifters. Pete Grimkowski's routine would be that it would take him an hour in the morning to inject all the different oils he had to inject, his biceps, his shoulders, his glutes. I mean, he was injecting everywhere.
Wow.
And then bottles of pills. They were taking, you know, they weren't taking 3 or 4 D-Bowl a day. They were taking 15 and 20 and 30 D-Bowl a day.
Jeez. Well, you know, suffice it to say, you're playing a dangerous game there. You really are.
But don't let anybody convince you that we started the fire in this generation. This abuse of these types of performance-enhancing drugs have been going on since they were introduced. And SIBA came to the first gym and said, hey, we got this new pill you guys should try. It'll make you stronger faster.
Yeah. Yeah, and the genie got out of the bottle.
There you go. Once the genie was out of the bottle, that was it, right?
Jeez.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the blueprint tip of the day, which is thoughts on cardio and why you do need it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like
you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gain.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. We're going to stay in the vein of discussing training. Oh, man, I just made a big mistake. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I blanked out. I'm reading too many notes here. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're going to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Sorry, Rob, I got ahead of myself here.
No, that's okay. It's technical difficulties, right?
No, brain difficulties. I need some more exact. I didn't take any exact today. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the tip of the day is, you know, my thoughts on cardio and why you need to do it. You know, in my younger days, I didn't pay much attention to cardio. In fact, I had a negative view of it. My entire reason for being was just getting bigger and stronger as fast as I could. So I reasoned since nobody ever got bigger or stronger doing cardio, I just wasn't going to do it. So it was all weight training, and I suppose to a degree it worked, but what a mistake not performing cardio was. If you are a younger trainee who performs no cardio, let me see if I can convince you. A lot of muscle growth is predicated on work capacity or the amount of work you can keep up over a certain period of time, let's say 30 minutes. Because if you're really working hard, you know, you can't keep up a max effort much beyond that, at least not an anaerobic one. You'll still have to rest, right, in between sets, of course, but the pace for the hypertrophy work anyway should be brisk. Now, naturally, you're going to fatigue from set to set. That's just how it is. But the rate at which you fatigue is largely determined by how much oxygen your muscles get, and that gets back to cardio. The same is true of clearing waste products like lactic acid. Let's say it takes 20 seconds to complete your set, a typical time under tension duration, and you rest a minute in between sets. A good cardio prescription for you would be to sprint for 20 seconds and then jog for a minute. Just rinse, wash, and repeat for up to 30 minutes, which is mimicking your weight training. You will be shocked at what a difference that makes once you hit the floor and start training. Now, you're not going to be able to do that all the time. And you'll go out of your mind if that's all you do. Over time, you're gonna want to mix in work on the recumbent bike, right? Treadmill, sled dragging, and anything else that'll tax you in different ways. The absolute best cardio is that which requires you to move your body through space versus pedaling away like a rat on a wheel.
Bingo.
If you don't believe that, spend a few weeks doing HIIT cardio on an exercise bike and then switch to burpees. Tell me which one you find more difficult. You will notice this, I think, when climbing stairs, or at least I did, right? I can perform HIIT cardio on a bike until I'm blue in the face, but I found myself breathing heavy after walking up, a flight or two of stairs. I started doing cardio where I moved my weight around, though, and that problem vanished right quick. It was a big, big difference. Now, a lot of guys are going to want to know about supplements and which supplements help. I've had some success with a product called Cortigen 5. It's an extract of Cordyceps sinensis, which is, of all things, a cultured Chinese fungus. However, I think the best in this category, and it's something that I think was debuted on your show, Buckminster Fullerene.
Oh, yeah.
That's likewise excellent.
You know where you can get it?
Pardon?
You know where you can get it?
I'm going to tell you. Where are you getting it?
Rev Genetics has it, but you can't take it. You can buy it, but you can't take it. It's one of those things you can only give it to your rats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all have animals and...
It's called C60. It is the ultimate antioxidant. It recycles everything. It's amazing.
RevGenetics.com?
Yep. Tell him Carl sent you. Tell him you're not going to use it yourself. You're going to give it to your rats.
Yeah. Well, again, the whole cardio thing, take my word for it. It's done correctly. It's only going to enhance, not hurt, your weight training. So to summarize the whole thing, a lot of people are overtraining with weights anyway. Cut back and substitute with a few cardio sessions a week that mimic your weight training, because your heart, lungs, your body fat percentage, and yes, even your numbers in the weight room will only benefit.
It's funny, because did you happen to see my blog over the weekend?
No.
My Next Journey into Physical Culture.
And I did see a post about that.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that I've proven that I can be strong. But I want to change my style of training. I want some new challenges in my, it's interesting because, someone posted, about my injury. The sign of a true, strong person is that they push themselves to the point of their physical limits, and I feel like I've done that now. And so I want to start training differently, and when I kept thinking about who embodies the type of athlete that I would like to be for this next phase of physical culture for me, it was Brad Pitt in the movie Troy. I mean, he was agile, he was quick, he was focused, Nothing frazzled him. I mean, when he went into, and I know this is a fictitious character, and people are going, Carl, I get it, but that is what I want to do for this next phase. So I'm changing my training. And you know what? This notion that cardio doesn't mean anything is nonsense. We have evolved to be bipeds and to be able to run. And if you can't run, I don't care how much you can squat. If you can squat 800 pounds, but you can't run for a mile, I feel sorry for you, because something's going to happen someday where you're going to have to run and you won't be able to save your own life or the life of a loved one.
Yeah.
I mean, what good? I that's what I said in the article that I wrote. I said, let's face it. What good is a heavy squat if you can't run fast enough to save your own life? What good is a bench press if you can't effectively fend off an attack? And what good is a deadlift if you can't carry a loved one up the stairs?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not balancing, unless you're a professional bodybuilder and that is all you are doing in your life and you realize that someday you will stop doing that and change the way you train, if you need to pay attention to conditioning as much as strength. There has to be a continuum, a balance between the two. You should be able to sprint. You should be able to run. You should be able to walk for long distances. You should be able to carry things for long distances. You should be able to do work for long periods of time without getting gassed.
Yeah. And you know, the same can be said of people that take cardio to the extreme, like marathon runners.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, guys. You can run 26 miles. Great. But when you can't pick up a gallon of milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well, most of them are afraid of a gallon of milk because most of them are vegans anyway. I'm only kidding. I'm going to get hate mail. Hey, Rob, thanks so much today for everything, brother.
Hey, my privilege and pleasure. I look forward to it next week.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by a guy who understands the right way to move and the right way to load the physical structure. And I think everybody's going to enjoy this when we have Chris Duffin on in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Cana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, for those of you tuning in live, and you're just tuning in right now, we have a secret word contest that's going on. We're giving away a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum to one lucky winner that will be announced this Friday on Casual Friday. Listen to the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you're entered to win. You know, there's an old saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I think an appropriate variation of that saying for those of us in the physical culture community is, just because you can doesn't mean you're doing it right. I think that I am living proof, at least my lumbar spine is, of being able to be really, really strong, but not necessarily doing things the right way. I could have been strong doing things the right way, but instead I ended up being strong doing things the wrong way, and I think that my body has suffered. My next guest is Chris Duffin. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Yourself, Carl?
Really good. And great to finally have you on the show. Chris is a guy who understands not only kinesiology, but how to load the body properly. As a champion competitive power lifter, but also a teacher of true strength, he does some things that people just don't see people doing in the way of loading the body. So let's talk about that first of all. What do you mean when you say properly loaded human movement?
Well, I think it might be helpful if I just give a kind of a little bit of background on how I ended up where I am today and
Please.
Teaching the stuff that I do. So a lot of people know, you know, they can look me up and see my lifting accomplishments, some of the things that I do that no one else has done. And, you know, I'm one of the strongest guys in the world, and I've helped some of the best athletes, strength athletes. But my background is actually engineering, business management, and I did that for a couple decades. And I'm very, very analytical. I ended up executive doing company turnaround work, and been doing that for the last decade itself. But at the same time, I've been competing, owning a gym, and I've been wanting to make this transition. I've thought about going back to school for quite a while, and over the course of this time, I've been networking with some of the top clinical professionals in rehab in North America. Names like, you know, Stuart McGill, Dr. Craig Liebenson, Philip Snell. There's a number of them. I call them good friends, and I've been able to bounce kind of my ideas off of them. And that's where it's, you know, in the business world, I learned that you could be the most brightest guy in the world, and it doesn't matter. What matters is what you accomplish, what you bring to the table. So it comes down to networking, pulling knowledge, not trying to invent, right? So it's a matter of trying to learn from the best people and establish those relationships and put myself in a position to do that. And then, you know, not just be sitting in a classroom learning it from a book, but actually saying, here's the ideas I'm thinking about exploring, and actually talking with some of the people that are developing the books that are being taught out there in the clinical world. And so it's kind of put me in a unique position where I'm interacting at that level with these people. And you know, that's, and so in that process, what I've come to is the fact that lifting heavy weights is extremely beneficial. So properly loaded movement, I mean, movement must be done correctly. I mean, the quality of movement is absolutely king. But in the clinical world, a lot of people are doing a lot of, you know, basic body weight stuff, a lot of movement assessments. And as I'm learning from them, I'm able to actually take some of them and go, look, you're not actually doing what you're saying you're doing. And I can demonstrate it. Let's put some heavy weight on a deadlift. Let's put some heavy weight on a squat. And once you start adding that weight, you can actually see where they're breaking down. And now that you understand how the body is actually supposed to operate, you don't have to move to, you know, some assessment protocol to know that, oh, we've got a glute firing issue, or this oblique isn't on, or, you know, this pattern of movement isn't ingrained properly. We can see all of that.
Okay, so this is really interesting. So, we just had Dr. Stuart McGill on the show.
Great guy.
Great guy.
He is.
Yeah. So, a lot of times I think to myself, from the clinical standpoint, when they talk about the kinesiology of the body in motion, it's very, very different when there's a load applied. So you take what, you know, Louis Simmons taught me the squat on one of my earliest interviews on this show. In fact, it wasn't recorded because I didn't even know anything about podcasting back then. And so, you know, he told me, make sure your butt goes out like you're looking for a seat. You know, it's not the lower back, it's the hips. And we went into this whole discussion on the show. And that's very different. When you have weight on you, the body is able to be tethered more through gravity. And the movement is very different than when you are freestanding and you say, okay, show me how you squat. It may not be the same thing. You may fall backwards because you can use the weight to change your center of gravity, so to speak. So what do you say to the guys in the clinical standpoint discussions where they say, no, this is how the body should work? And then you say, no, when you put 400 pounds on the guy's back, it can't work that way.
Well, it is actually the same thing. So I'll disagree with you. And some of my technique is a lot different than Louis Simmons's work. I mean, I have people from Louis Simmons' gym that contact me when they run into issues and have encounter pain, and because it is a little different. I mean, the movement that I teach, the basic operating mechanics are the same regardless. So people always ask me, does this technique apply to low bar squatting or high bar squatting? And I said, it doesn't. It's everything.
Right.
Every loaded movement pattern. So digress into some conversations.
Please.
Stu McGill and I have had around this, because we did a lot of talking about how, you know, tuning the human body is very similar to tuning a vehicle. Stu's actually an engineer background as well, and we've had a lot of good car discussions in the past. So here's a great analogy I like to use, and that is, you know, you look at a lot of luxury cars today that they've got a little button in them, and it's a traction control button.
Right.
And so how that body is supposed to work is when you get on, you know, ice or watery road or whatever have you, and you start losing traction, the traction control kicks in and improves the traction, right? Prevents you from crashing, you know, sliding off, crashing, hurting the car, hurting yourself. But how does it do that?
Well, it changes. It's back from when we went from posi traction to no slip diff. It starts to alternate and get feedback from the tires that are spinning and the tires that are making good traction, and it alternates power back and forth between those tires.
No, it does not.
Really?
It does not. So it doesn't move it, shift it from one tire to the other. What it does is it reduces the power output of the engine and changes the shift patterns of the transmission. So that reduced power output now prevents you from having those wheels spinning. So in essence, yes, it does. So if you have too much power, thing will slip. But if you reduce the power output, that tire won't slip and you'll get other traction sent to the other tire. So in effect, you do it, but you do it by down-regulating the car's power application to the road. Mm-hmm. So you've just taken that power and said, let's shut the car down by 20%. So our bodies operate in the exact same manner. So if you're not in that optimal position, and this is where I take people where, you know, I give them a few cues on the squat, and they go, oh, my God, I just put 40 pounds on my squat in 10 minutes. I've been working for 2 years, and I haven't done that.
Right, right.
And I actually haven't done it, but their traction control is on. So what turns our traction control on is if you don't have proper core stability, so this is a big tenet of McGill's work, right? So if you're lacking core stability or proper joint centration, your body's going to downregulate. So a lot of my work is around eliminating those pieces. And so I use a lot of dynamic neuromuscular stabilization techniques and cueing patterns. Take some of the clinical stuff and knowing what's supposed to be happening in the body, and then I develop cueing strategies for squatting, deadlifting, pressing that turn those things on or off the way that we want to. Engage the muscles, the right patterns, and turn off the traction control because we don't want it. If you get in a, and if you get in a, any sort of like race car, or off-road race car or anything like that, none of them have a traction control on them.
Right.
So if it actually, if it was actually shifting power from one wheel to the other, wouldn't the performance car, the actual race car have it in it?
Well, they don't, no, not necessarily, but it's a different application.
It detunes the engine, and that's exactly what we're doing ourselves. So you're training in a suboptimal standpoint and not getting.
No, I get it. So what you're saying is when you are, what your body is basically trying to protect itself by not allowing you to output the power because you're doing things wrong.
Exactly. So it doesn't want you to crash and hurt yourself. I mean, exactly the same thing that we're trying to do in our vehicle.
Interesting.
So it's an effective strategy. It works. Now, as an athlete, I don't want that to happen. One, I don't want to hurt myself. I agree. So if we turn those mechanisms off, you know, we improve our injury risk. And at the same time, we improve our performance, no matter what athletic activity that we're doing.
How easy is it once you identify what the person is doing that is attenuating power output because the body's trying to protect itself, how easy is it for you to get them to change their pattern?
It's pretty simple. So it's actually taken me a long time to get there to try to refine it down, but taking those principles, I work on developing those cueing strategies. So in the movement, and this is the value of this. I mean, imagine you're a trainer, gym owner, whatever it is, and you've got, or a clinician. I have a lot of physical therapists and chiropractors that attend my seminars. And, you know, your client comes to you and you go, oh, look, you're not moving right. Well, I based on this assessment protocol I just did, and we need you to do this body weight corrective exercise for the next month. And once you start moving right, then we can actually start like adding load.
Mm-hmm.
And the client's going to go, well, I came to you to get stronger or lose weight, and I'm not even going to start working on that for another month, and
yeah,
I'm paying you.
Right.
I mean, so that's the power in this is we can go, hey, let's start squatting, and we see deviation. We see, oh, this glute's not, you know, the glute's not firing. We don't have core stability. Oh, we've got shoulder mobility issues. We can see, those issues, and if you apply the correct cues, fix it right then and right there. So what we do is we never get into a regressive static situation where we have to take one of those basic, you know, move backwards and go, well, we're not going to work on this until we fix these patterns.
Right, right.
You still have to. So you may have to do it as a, the cues just aren't quite working, or they really have some very low body awareness on positioning. And so you may have to, so I still have a whole plethora in my system of regressions that we do.
Right.
But the basic tenet is, we never want to do that. We actually just want to, we want to fix it. And the thing is, you can see it right there in the movement. So you can take someone that is, I take a lot of material from dynamic neuromuscular stabilization, which is from the Prague School of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's some stuff from SFMA, FMS, a bunch of other areas.
What is FMS? I see that a lot. What is that?
Yep. Functional movement systems.
Ah, okay.
SFMA has, like this, seven piece screen. There's a bunch of different ones like this, and they'll figure out how the body operates from doing like an overhead squat, single leg loop bridges, like all this variety of little stuff. And I'm saying, if you know what to look for, you can see everything in just watching them squat. And then I can take somebody that is certified in those areas, and I've done this many, many times, and go, look, you're not doing what you're teaching, even though you're a better expert than me. Because once we load it with that basic loaded movement, we can go, because once you get to that, you get up to like 95% of your squat max,
mm-hmm,
things are going to start breaking down, right? If you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
So you may have a beautiful looking single leg glute bridge because it's a low threshold movement.
Right.
And so the beauty of this is I can actually teach people that are experts in this stuff and go, look, you're not actually, and then the light bulb clicks on and they go, oh my God. Because here's one of the things, there's always more. Like when people think they have it turned on, they're engaging a muscle, they're doing something, there's always more. And if you bring that out, all of a sudden you can turn this on and it's just like this light bulb awareness, and all of a sudden, boom, they've got 40 pounds on their squat because they engaged their lats and they weren't doing it before, which completed the spinal stabilization that needed to happen to keep them in that upright position, not get into lumbar flexion, have the traction control on, or, you know, prevent them from having disc issues in the future.
Yeah, it's a little late for me on that one, but let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Your website is kabukistrength.net, correct?
That's correct.
And that's where people can go to learn more about some of the things that we're going to be talking about on today's show. We're talking with Chris Duffin. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without
it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Chris Duffin. We're talking about properly loaded human movement. Just because you're lifting a weight and you're strong doesn't mean you're doing it right. And you can learn to do it right and still be just as strong, maybe even stronger. But, take it from a guy who's injured himself way too many times. It usually comes from doing things wrong, not from using too heavy of a weight. Okay, so why don't you, you wanted to finish up on some thoughts, before we went into the break.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, Carl, you can tell I'm pretty passionate about this subject because it's something that I can change people's lives on, and I do on a daily basis. And it's not just like powerlifters or strength athletes. I mean, the clinicians that follow my work, I mean, they get people out of back pain by teaching them to deadlift. I mean,
right.
That's exactly the opposite of what so much in the healthcare world would do, right?
Right, right.
But imagine, I mean, if you've got somebody that can't pick up their, you know, their baby or help their wife bring in a bag of groceries because they're in back pain, I mean, that is huge. That's a huge thing. I mean, that to that person. So to articulate this, I mean, I get stories around the world from I publish a ton of free content on my YouTube channel, which is Kabuki07 on YouTube. There's a ton of free content on there. So I get people messaging me from around the world every day about, you know, changing their life, getting them out of pain, letting them see performance in the gym that they never thought possible. But I've got a good story. So I have a seminar series that I teach on this. And I recently had an attendee, and he was a chiropractor and a power lifter, and he was training his coach was a guy named Marty Gallagher, who was the coach for Ed Cohn, mm-hmm. who was the greatest power lifter of all time. Ed right. Cohn is a client of mine as well. This was 2 years ago. He dislocated his shoulder in a meet with Kirk Karowski, who's like one of the best, you know, strength athletes around lifting off for him, dislocated his shoulder, and within a month dislocated it again.
Oh.
And so for 2 years, he's certified in some of the stuff that we talked about, FMS, SFMA. He's a kettlebell guy, martial arts. So he's an active guy, right? Power lifter. And he's been reaching out to people in the field and working with other physical therapists to try to get one. He didn't know why he hurt himself. Like, why did his shoulder dislocate? Okay. Two, he's in daily pain. So the type of pain where you can't sleep at night because
right.
your shoulder's throbbing.
Right.
Can't lift. I mean, he's 2 years of no lifting. I mean, major frustration. This is something that's important to the guy. I mean, living healthy is really important. Love strength training. He's in pain. He does this for a living and he can't figure it out. And he's connected in the field. So, in his course of looking around, he was referred to me. And so he looked up my stuff, and I had some free content on there, out there on, okay, here's some basics if you're not willing to invest in my shoulder health product or my seminar series. Here's some free content for people with shoulder issues so that you don't have to buy anything. And he looks it up, and he's like, oh, my God, this is like everything that everybody has me doing. That's a clinician in the field. So clearly he's like, okay, well, this Chris guy knows what he's doing,
right,
apparently.
Right. You're not talking about some absurd, obscure things. You know what I mean?
No, these are all the, like the rehab stuff that everybody, you know, the top, and this is what you should be doing.
Right.
And, so my next thing that I say is, you know, is like, well, if you're having that, you should, purchase this, shoulder rock that I sell. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the future, but he buys the shoulder rock, uses it for 2-3 weeks, his shoulder pain's gone. But he still can't bench, so he's still got pain while he's benching, but he can sleep at night. So he says, okay, something's going on here. I'm signing up for this guy's seminar. So he shows up at my seminar. We work through a couple cueing strategies on the bench that weren't, you know, specific to his issue. They're just in general. And he was able to put that to use in less than a week. So within a couple days of leaving the seminar, he was benching again after 2 years of frustration. Within a week, he was benching at the same weights that he was benching 2 years ago before he injured himself.
Really?
Zero pain. And he knew why the dislocation had happened in the first place now. So he had some issues going with some lat engagement, which we cued through, a little pinky trick. And that, you know, that was it.
A pinky trick? Wait, let me guess. You stuck your pinky under his armpit and his lat tightened up?
No, actually it was engagement of his pinky on the benching and then, some other cueing strategies on, engaging the lats and integrating that with the core that I go through. And, there's a bunch of different cueing strategies that I'll go through. It's like, here's some different options. And, but yeah, I mean, just stand there, Carl, and close your pinky on each hand a little bit and feel okay. Your lats.
And feel your lats.
Feel your lats. You feel them kind of turn on a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, little trick.
Wow, I've never noticed that before. And you know,
so there's
a lot
of little things that happen.
You know,
and this is like, I'll do things like that with people's feet. Like, you know, we'll just mess with someone's foot and all of a sudden groin or knee pain will go away because we're turning on a bunch of things. Hands and where we drive from, on the bench or push-ups, same thing. We can change lat and scapular, engagement patterns. So this is part of my work.
Wow, this is pretty cool. I'm playing with my pinkies over here. I'm going, wait, is it like, no, I can feel, when I do that, I can actually feel the top of my lats right where the rear, delts, kind of tie in. I can feel it flexing.
Yes. So in powerlifting, I'm called the mad scientist, and I think you can kind of get the idea why now.
Because
there's these little tricks, but I can put it together in a fashion like, okay, well, here's what the pinky trick or these other ones, this is how you put it all together while you're squatting, this is benching and so on, and this is how we turn the muscles on, get everything working together properly, because so many people, like, they think about it as individual muscles, and it's a system.
Right.
Like, if you don't, I know that you avulsed your hamstring a number of years ago, isn't that right, Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I have a client right now. He's when I first started working with him, he had just torn his hamstring because he was deadlifting, and he thought his career was over. I'm like, no, we're gonna work through it. He didn't completely, it wasn't completely avulsed like yours, but it was the same thing. He was an IFBB pro bodybuilder, so really focused on these individual muscle groups.
Would I know his name if you mentioned it?
You're plenty strong. You're too strong for how your body is working, and we need to get everything working together.
Wow.
And so he thought his career is over, and I said, you'll be fine. This was less than a year ago. This is like 9 months ago. Since that time, he set the world record on the squat on three occasions.
Can you mention his name?
Amit Sapir, S-A-P-I-R.
Wow.
So he's squatting this weekend. He should be going over 800 pounds at 198-pound body weight.
Holy mackerel.
So with nothing but knee sleeves.
Yeah, wow, that's impressive. That's really impressive.
So
well, here's what I want to do.
I think that story articulates the because, you know, it's somebody that has the resources, but the way I'm putting it together with lifting weights – actually is the key, like heavy weights and putting it together in those cueing strategies with very basic movements, squat, press, pull, we can achieve some life-changing events, right? And even with people that are skilled in those fields.
And, yeah, improve them. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the shoulder rock because I'm really getting interested in it, and I think I'm going to tell you a story when we come out of the break. I had some shoulder problems about 3 years ago. And I did something that solved the problem, and I have a feeling, I'm just guessing, it has something to do similar to what the shoulder rock does. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. If you want to learn more about Chris Duffin, you can go to his website, and it's kabukistrength.net. And the shoulder rock is there. We're going to be talking about it here when we come out of the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You've tried countless products that promise digestive relief, but you still suffer from bloating. Do you avoid foods that give you a distended stomach and abdominal discomfort? Want something that actually works? You need Otrantil. Otrantil is the first in its class to naturally target the root cause of bloating and finally deliver real relief. Developed by a gastroenterologist, Otrantil is the only proven over-the-counter solution for bloating. Learn more at lovemytummy.com. Otrantil is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Visit lovemytummy.com today. Use code SHR for 10% off.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. If you don't have a Hot Logic Mini yet, you're really missing out on a great opportunity. We actually have 4 of them. We keep 2 of them at home. We actually put food in it in the morning. So when we come home, meals are already prepared. We don't have to start cooking when we get home. And I take one to the studio every day for my post-show meal. Right now I've got 3/4 pound of Alaskan wild-caught salmon, asparagus, mushrooms. I plug it in right before the show, and my meal will be piping hot and ready to go. Never overcooks because it only cooks at 165 degrees. This is the greatest invention in the world. If you don't have a Hot Logic Mini, you're missing out on great food preparation made simple. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Hot Logic Mini banner ad, and use the coupon code SHR to save 20% off your order. We're talking to Chris Duffin about properly loaded human movement. Before we talk about the shoulder rock, Chris, aren't you launching a website that is actually going to be kind of a free self-help website that people can go to or something like that?
Yeah, so thank you. I just realized during the break that I hadn't talked about that. But yes, it's so my system is called the Duffin Movement Systems, and I'm launching – I've been working on this for a while because there's a lot of content to this, right? So there's over 100 videos, and it's basically like a video ebook or a video encyclopedia. So we have it both searchable, like, oh, I've got hip issues, elbow issues, so you can look and see what the videos are, and they're broken down, you know, cueing strategies, movements, and we'll have it laid out, and we're finalizing. It's going to be released before the end of December, is like a mind map. This is a process that you walk through. So this is the beginning. You look at breathing. Then you go to core stabilization. Then we move to rooting processes, our connection to the floor, so on. So the methodology, and then going, oh, well, if you have an issue here and you've got a deviant movement pattern, here's how you go about addressing it. So it's not entirely free.
Yeah,
it's
like a membership. It's a membership site, right?
Some product is free on my YouTube channel, and I'll continue to have stuff like that. But this is a system, and I can't just –
gotcha.
I have to build the website to actually support it, because there is no way of putting in a manner that works in that fashion. So it's going to be priced really cheap, $10 a month subscription fee for this. And so it's going to be a great resource, something I'm really, really excited about, to be able to have a tool that I can actually put together this content in the manner that people can.
You probably have a lot of chiropractors going to it as well and signing up for $10 a month. So that'd be pretty cool.
I hope so.
Yeah. So let's talk about the shoulder rock a little bit. What is it?
So the shoulder rock is actually one of the most ancient training tools there is. So it's originated from what's called a gada, G-A-D-A, or a mace. So it's was used for training Indian fighters, particularly for shoulder strength. And so what it's done, what I've done is like a decade ago, I looked at mace swinging, and I tried it, and it hurt my wrists, it hurt my elbows, it hurt my shoulders, and I went, well, that kind of sucks. So I just watched them. I watched the content that was out there, the YouTube videos and stuff on how to do it, and I'm like, yeah, put the maces aside, put them in the corner of the gym, and then I went and once I started learning and putting my system together, I'm like, let me revisit this swing idea and incorporate these, developmental resets and some of the, kinesiology pieces with the cueing strategies and the thought process around the swing and see what happens. So at this point, I was one of those guys. I was in pain for, my shoulders ached every night for 8 years.
Yeah. That sucks. I know.
I'm 500 pound bencher, and that's just my worst lift, by the way. That's what a lot of bench pressers and stuff are. They've got that pain. You been there, Carl?
Yeah, I remember when I would roll over on one of my sides, and you know, my shoulder would start throbbing in the middle of the night and wake me up. Yeah.
And roll the other way and find a position to put your arms and
right.
Pop them up.
Right.
So anyway, I did this, and within weeks, my shoulder pain disappeared. It was just gone. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. Let me try it on the next person and the next person. So this was like 4 years ago or so. And as I mentioned, I'm an engineer in the background. So I took I retooled the swing, with these concepts, and then I retooled the device. So I took this, ancient device, which was weight mounted on a stick, and use, the technology that we have today to make a steel product with a really nice balance, knurled handle, flared in so it feels great in the hands,
right,
and loadable with standard Olympic plates on the end so you can do micro progressions with it. And so this is the shoulder rock. And so it comes, you purchase the product, you also get the video on how to swing. And, I mean, all the best bench pressers in the world today are active users of it. You're probably familiar with who Ed Cohn is. I'm not sure,
sure
if all your audience would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they
but
would. Yeah.
Greatest powerlifter of all time. Ed drives around with his in his car. It's had such a huge impact on him.
That's funny.
So And now we've got, I've got two professional baseball teams, using it. I've got three more that are interested. We've got the U.S. Olympic Committee, has one. I've got a number of college football teams, that are using it because it addresses powerlifting, strength athletes, it's really common to have these shoulder issues because they're, from a movement perspective, there's a lot of things done with the core not being in the position that it should be in. So we end up with this shoulder tightening effect, but we also see it in our general population today, because of a shift in breathing patterns due to stress. I could go off for a while on the reasons why, but you see it all the time in regular populations getting this tightening of that, the traps and the shoulders and leading to this, frozen back syndrome when it gets, gets even worse. And so that leads to a lot of problems. And so this, this deals with that, but from an athletic perspective, it does a number of things as well. So the issue with barbell sports is that we do everything in one plane.
Right.
You're benching, you're squatting, you're deadlifting, Olympic lifting, all these things. So you're never working what's called that sagittal plane, the left to right, mm-hmm. or working on rotational strength with this. And both the sagittal strength, you think about sports, everything you're shifting always from one foot to the other, right? You've always got that, you're moving. Rotational aspect of, again, all of our throwing sports. So the application is huge because you're working, the swing itself, you start with this big pole. It's 47 inches long with a weight on the end. So the leverage is huge. And basically you swing and drop it down around your back and pull it back up into position again. And so what you're doing and what makes this effective is we do it, you're moving the shoulder through its entire range of motion.
Right.
With a big lever, so it eccentrically opens you. But then on the contractile phase, it requires the engagement of all the supporting muscles and structure of that shoulder girdle and pulling it back into position. And then we integrate that with our cueing strategy, getting the shoulders, basically doing a developmental reset, getting them talking and working together with the core, which is one of the issues that we see in the disconnects that we have. And so it has this, it's incredibly powerful for that fashion. I get a ton of people talk to me, oh, it's a great mobility tool. I'm like, well, it's great for mobility because the output is it's working on shoulder health and strength. And an output of a healthy, strong shoulder is it's going to be a mobile shoulder.
We have to take our last break. I want to stay with this. I want to talk to you about two things that are personal, something that I discovered one day that kind of plays into this conversation. Also, why I no longer back squat. Because my shoulders hurt too much. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
I've got an answer for that.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more of Chris Duffin. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without
it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered high quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Chris Duffin. Now I know why they call him the mad scientist. This guy's got so many different, well-thought-out products that will help you not only get stronger, but get stronger without pain. So when we were going into the break, I talked about the fact that I no longer back squat. I'm so fortunate that the gym that I attend has an old Bodymaster power squat machine, which is a plate-loaded machine that allows me to take the bar out of the equation, but it's not as good as back squatting, let's be honest. I can't back squat anymore because it's not the weight. It's the pain in my shoulders of holding the bar on my back.
This is not uncommon at all, Carl. So, obviously, the shoulder rock is a great product. We kind of hit on that, but there's another one that I want to talk about. It's the Duffalo Performance Squat and Bench Bar. So, the traditional bar, it's just a carryover because we've had a barbell for Olympic sports for so long, but it's not the best bar to bench and squat with. And this shoulder pain, a lot of people experience the shoulder pain and they think it's their benching or their pressing, when in fact it's actually you've targeted. It's the squatting that causes it. So I've got a patent pending curve on my bar that allows basically what we call scapular retraction. So as the bar is sitting on your back, it slightly curves across the back and drops down. So one, it covers a great degree of area, but it allows you to pull the shoulders back and get proper joint centration. Obviously, that's going to be really healthy for the shoulders. That also improves your ability to get core stability when you engage the lats and get the shoulders plugged into the core, which is going to reduce your risk of lumbar disc issues, obviously a big thing. But then as the bar drops down, where you grab the handles where you grab the bar is actually way down lower now, and that reduces the stress on the bicep tendon. Mm-hmm. And that bicep tendon insertion is one of the most aggravated issues on the squat for the shoulder.
So and see, I learned that the hard way because I didn't realize that some of my shoulder pain was coming from, there's a little sulcus carved into the bone that the tendon tucks into when it goes up underneath the shoulders. And what happens is that little soft tissue that keeps it in place for most people kind of gets worn out or stretched out from those of us who have been engaging in heavy load work for long periods of time. And so it snaps in and out of that little groove. And I found out the hard way because I actually tore the outer head of my bicep doing heavy bent over rows one day. I mean, I felt it. It was like this searing pain. And son of a gun, now the head of the outer bicep pops up. I actually have a peak in my left bicep now thanks to that tear. But I mean, it's like, my God, how did I not realize that was because my shoulder pain went away when it tore.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people don't realize that that's where it's coming from. You learn the hard way. But it's eliminated by having the right bar for squatting. It's just tremendous. It makes a huge impact. Even front squatting, it makes it easier. And then, you know, we've got some people in our sport that are just, they're facing full shoulder replacements. They can't even get their arms anywhere close to a bar. And so I sell an attachment piece. It's the only bar on the market that's actually got, a built-in mount point for a set of whatever attachments you need. But wow. I sell a set of handles that drop down even further for people with those major issues where they can grab that bar and move their hands out in front of them and keep the bar in place. And so with the curve, the bar doesn't want to roll off the back either. So unlike a straight bar, it'll want to roll off.
Right.
This one just wants to it can't roll because of the curve. So again, that's going to help reduce that stress on the shoulder. So, and then benching, it does the same. A lot of people, so they go, oh, it's curved. So when I grab it, I'm going to actually have to bench deeper. That's going to hurt my shoulders.
Well, no. Actually, I when I looked at it, the first thing I thought about was how many times have I benched where I wished if I could just bend the bar, I'd be able to get my elbows closer to my body and engage my traps better. I mean, my lats better. And this is like the bar is bent already for you.
Exactly. So when we talked about where you should be driving from, this forces you to drive from the right area of the hand. So as you do that, as you push up to reach the bar that's bent away from you, it automatically rotates the shoulder into the proper position and removes the stress. You can take somebody that's never benched before, and they're not going to do the big wide bodybuilder bench with stretching out the shoulders and using the joint capsule to stop the bench
right.
that we always see. It's going to cue that in. You can take somebody with shoulder pain, put them under that bar, put them through a longer range of motion, and they'll go, oh, my God, my shoulders did not hurt.
Right.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
And then it also forces that proper scap and lat engagement as well.
But how does that translate to the,
how
does that translate to the competition lift? If I'm training with that, I'm a power lifter and then I have to use a straight bar to actually do my lift. Is there translation over?
Absolutely. So like I said, you just had Stu McGill on. He talks a lot about ingraining those proper motor patterns, those in-rams, right? So those happen all the way along the chain. And when you groove that pattern over and over and over and over again, now you're going to get under the straight bar and you're going to repeat that pattern. And it also has a better training effect. So on the benching, you're actually moving through a greater range of motion. So it's actually creating more stimulus for growth in all the pressing muscles.
You know, it's
and
funny.
A little bit hard. So it is actually a little bit harder. So when you switch to a straight, it's not harder, but you're moving a greater range of motion. So you're going to be moving a little bit less weight. So when you switch to a straight bar, you're going to be able to move more. Mm. So you're ingraining the proper motor patterns. You're reducing during your training period the negative stress on the shoulders, right? So if you do that, if you spend the last few weeks prepping for a meet, you switch to a straight bar, you just spent 6 months not hurting yourself. And yeah. getting stronger, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that year over year. That's a pretty big impact on the amount of how much longer life you've just added to your lifting life, or possibly your, you know, the life of having to get a shoulder replacement or dealing with some of the issues like you've had to deal with. These are not uncommon. So
I want to talk about the shoulder rock just for a second because we're going to end the show in just a few minutes. So I told you that I had real bad shoulder pain. It used to keep me up at night like you were talking about. But I had this epiphany. So Elisa said to me one day, let's go down to the river and rent a canoe and go rowing. And so we went rowing, and obviously I did a lot of the rowing. And, you know, I'm using a single paddle going from left to right. And then there were boats in the waterway, so I had to keep getting out of the way of these big boats. And I am wailing. Do you know that I went home that night and had zero shoulder pain for the first time probably in years? And that's when I realized that training the full mobility of the shoulder was the answer. And I started swinging Indian clubs from time to time, and it actually made my shoulder pain go away.
Yeah, Indian clubs are great. The shoulder rock is like that to the next level because the lever is even bigger. But we've had, gosh darn, I can't remember the big doctor that promotes all the Indian club work. We've had him out here, and I've had a number of my coaches attend his seminar. We've got some of those in here. But, yeah, the shoulder rock is like that to the next level.
Yeah.
He's actually, we brought him the shoulder rock in the conference, and he really loved it. So
the website is kabukistrength.net, and you can learn about a lot of these items that we're talking about right here. And then you'll have the new website up in December. What will that be again?
That'll be Duffin Movement Systems. So my name, Duffin, and it'll be linked to all my other websites, so it should be easy to find if you keep the kabukistrength.net targeted. And I'll make sure to let you know when it goes up as well.
That'll be cool. Listen, Chris, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was a great time.
Take care. All right, we're going to end the show now. We also want to thank Rob Regish for his contributions during the Blueprint Power Hour. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. And we have lots of great shows the rest of the week. Hope you can tune in live. We'll talk to you later.